Tonight's shir, Simon Nun Hey, Se'if Chof Aleph, and Se'if Chof Beis. Se'if Chof Aleph, Ir She'ein Bo Elo Asara, a city that has exactly a minion. Ve'echad Mehem Roitze Lotzeis B'yom HaNaroyim. And one of them wants to go away for Yom HaNaroyim. Mechayvin Oso Lisha'er. They can force him to stay. Or hire someone to come. We need a body. You can't leave us without a minion. Yom HaNaroyim. So either you stay or you pay someone to come to be part of the minion. V'mheim achadasar, if they are 11, v'roitz matzei shenayim and two want to leave, yaskiru shenayim echad b'shatafus b'mekomam u'shenayim yifru b'shavim. Then the two who want to leave have to pool their resources to hire someone to be the minion, the center, and they'll pay 50-50. They'll share the costs of hiring a person to come. V'mechad oni v'echad ashir, if one is poor and one is wealthy, parim chetzev lefi mamon v'chetzev nefashos, then we're going to divide the cost partially by each one pays equally per person and partially by what they can afford. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to comment on that. V'schar hachazen al hayotzim k'al hanishar. And the fee to hire the baltfilah for Yom HaNaroyim is going to be shared by those who leave, like those who stay behind. So it's also how that fit in if he's coming in an extra person and he's the center. So it has to be independent of the previous halach we just said. The Ramah concludes, Ve'en chilik ben emoritz alelech zman aroich kaidim yontif alo. It makes no difference how much before yontif you choose to leave. If you're not coming back for Yontif, then they're going to mun you. You could be leaving before the summer, and you won't be back to the Sukkos. You got to do something about making sure there's a minion for Yom Nerei. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkaton Samachvav. A city that only 10. I don't even know why it's called a city. What kind of city that is. Okay. A shtetl, they have exactly a minion. If someone's going to leave, they can insist that he hires someone to take his place. B'mekomo. Since this is common practice throughout Klal Yisrael, even communities that do not have a full minion all year, they would hire one or two people to come for Yom Nerayim, or they'll go to a place with a minion. It becomes like the quality of a Sefer Torah or a shul, that each one in the community has the right to force the others to contribute. It's a necessity for the community. Sifkan Samach Zayin, Achar Osar Verotzim, if there are 11 people in the community, and two of them want to leave, V'odish Neimasar, it could be 12 people, Verotzim Shlosh Lotis, and three want to leave, O Shlosh Osar, or 13, Verotzim Abor Lotis, and four want to leave, it makes no difference. Tzrichim Kulam, all those who want to leave, are required to chip in, Liskar Echad U'Shutafas, they're going to hire someone to make sure the community isn't left without a minion. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Samaches, Chetzio V'chulam. So if they are leaving town, they have to hire someone to come in their place. And the Machaber says, if one's Ani and one's an Ashir, they pay Chetzio L'fi Mamon V'chetzio Nefashos. So right away the Mishnah Berurah says, Achronim Kasu V'tolah Sofahu. The Achronim write that this is a mistake. This is an error. The Bezeh Poirin Shnei B'Shava. If they lose the minion because two people are leaving and now they only have 9 left, they have to pay the same amount. Each one has an obligation to have a replacement. Because they had a full minion. And they're not allowed to break the minion. So in this case, we don't look at it if he's wealthy or poor, makes no difference. They pay the same. When we say you give according to your income and not just according to the amount of people, that's when you don't start with a minion. You have 8 to begin with. And every year they hire 2 to come to make the minion. Then we don't just say everyone pays equal, but we also consider their income. The poor people can say, listen, I can't afford making a minion here. I'll go to the next town where there is a minion. The wealthy are less inclined to leave their property and their homes. So there we can impose a higher cost on the Ashirim, on the wealthy, than on the poor. But that's only when you don't have a minyan to start with. But if there is a minyan and you break the minyan, we don't look at your income. Then you have an equal responsibility to make sure that the shul has a minyan. Sifkan samach tes al hayotzim. Teschar hachazen al hayotzim. The schar for the bal tefillah is on those who leave like those who stay behind. Let's say someone could not be home for Yontif, it was against his will. Maybe it's against the law. They don't let him into the country. He'll be exempt from paying even when the Yontif comes because he's an onus. It's not his fault that he's not there. But this has to be a real onus. But if it's because he owes somebody money, he doesn't want to show up in town, or negligence, that he can't come, that doesn't make others pay more. He has to pay with them. Now this has to do with making sure there's a minyan and paying the wage of the chazan. We don't compare esrig to this. Look ahead in tafish and ches and what we wrote over there. Yishuvim hatzrichim l'skor minyan v'chazan. A community that needs to hire a minyan and a chazan. V'yishavivos v'regil navosham gamkein im b'nei beisam. And then there are people in the outlying areas who come into town with their families v'yontif. Ein tzrichim l'itein klum l'yishuv. They're not required to pay with everyone else in the shtetl. D'ibo yelchul yorchaz, because they can go to another town. Sheisham minyan below them. There's a minyan without them. They don't even have to pay. They don't even have to pay for the Sheikh Sibir's fee, because even if they won't show up, the local community has to pay for a Sheikh Sibir. So let's take a look first in the Ber Halacha. Turn the page back. Ir she'ein bo mechayevin. The mechayev begins that the city has just exactly a minyan, so you can't leave unless you get someone else to take your place. Nearly, it would seem to me, says the Ber Halacha, im hurgul mikadmas dana leilich le'ir asmucha sheishem kibbutz gadol v'tfil hibar av'am. Let's say this little shtetl, no one stayed. For years, the minhag was to go to the next big city. And they'd everyone go. Everyone go to the big city, and they have a big shul, and that's where they would be for Yom Nevayim. V'achshav roitzim tisho liskor shatz lo yistarach leilich le'ir. Nine say, you know what, let's hire Rosh Tiyaf Sibar, so we don't have to travel. Let's stay home. It's kedai to spend the money to get a bal tefillah. And the tenth doesn't want. There are exactly ten families, 10 people, and for all the years they went someplace else, all 10. And now 9 want to stay and 1 wants to go back where he went all the other years. They can't force him by their decision to change the minig. So again, I don't know why the chazan isn't counting on this. Maybe they're not. The way he words it, it sounds like he'd be the center. But they want him to mishtatz. I'm not mishtatif. I'm not paying for the chazan. I have a chazan, and every year I go to hear the chazan in the next town over. So you can't require me to buy the chazan, pay for the chazan, if we never did until now. Even if it's not for the minyan, but for the chazan themselves, I'm not going to pay. Uschar hachazan. Next per halacha. The schar chazan, the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is al hayotzim kal hanisharim. Those who leave and those who stay behind pay the same. L'chayra koizet davka al masha l'mala. I would think this goes on what we said above. Shahayu acharasar, where there were 11 and 2 were leaving. So now I guess the chazan is also the 10th. So everyone has to pay. The case is talking specifically where they have to hire someone to make the minyan. Because by their leaving, there's less than 10. But let's say there's a minyan without them. 2-3 people are leaving town for Yontif, and there's a minyan staying behind. Then the ones who leave do not have to pay for the Sheikh Sibur. He's allowed to be away from home because he's not making the minyan. It's not like you're hiring a Sheikh Sibur for the year. This is a special Yom Nevayim Sheikh Sibur. He's not coming the rest of the year to daven here. Let me eat him. Why should I pay? Avlam Kane, if this is correct, Yikshim, oh, they have a problem. Lama kasa mechaber al ha-yotzim kal nishom. Why does mechaber use the words those who leave, perek those who stay behind? Lo yotzvichim leitin elu hashnaim she'enu beveisam rak fichaj ben echad. The two that leave should only have to pay for one. If the whole pshat is the community had only 11 people. If two leave, they're short one man. So now I have to mishtatif. And that man they're going to bring in will be the shir tzibur. So I have to pay for that. But I only pay for one. I don't pay for two. Now, as the two people should each pay 50% to get one share. So what are you saying? The yotzim and the nishorim are paying the same. They're not paying the same. If they stay home, you divide 11 ways. But now they're not home. They're not benefiting from the chazan. Their shibud is to make sure there's a minion. Then divide it in 10. In other words, if they would have been home, they divide it by 11 ways. Now that two are leaving, they'll divide it 10 ways. Unless you say, maybe the Mechaber didn't mean it when he said, those who leave pay like those who stay behind. All he's trying to say is, even though they're not home, they're not off the hook. Maybe he's not like the Sefer with the Siyom. Maybe the Mechaber taka holds. Even if there's a minion left behind, he does have to pay for the chazan. You'll call it tzarcha ear. Like other community needs. Because Lamais, they're not being nene from this chazan. Why should they pay for the fancy chazan Yom Neroyim only? If it's for the whole year, that makes sense. They're part of the community. You need it for all year. But if it's just for Yom Neroyim, why should they need to pay? So if they don't have a minion without them, they certainly have to pay to get the minion together. If there's a minion without them, the Be'er Lochim say they shouldn't have to pay anything. They don't need to pay to make a minion. They have a minion without them. They don't have to pay for the chazan either. And if they are those who stay behind, those, of course, are going to have to pay, share the cost of the chazan. But people come from other communities, he says, I'm not going to have to pay. Now, we have this concept that people buy tickets to come to here, be part of the, get a seat, pay for seats, and that covers the cost of the tefillah and so on. Because the philosophy is, you don't have to daven, you daven with somebody else. In other words, we're paying for this, and in theory, the other shtetloch, people can come in from the villages. You have people who live too in a community, they don't have a minyan at all. So come Yom Neroyim, they come in to daven with the shul. So, go to a different shul. You don't have to come to our shul. So that's the rationale to charge them. The Mishnah Berurah is being the rationale, I shouldn't have to pay because I don't have to come here, I could go someplace else. Shul says, fine, go someplace else. So you want to come here, we're going to charge you for seats and to help defray the cost. Se'if Chaf Beis. Lo hayu koifin lahaskir lahash leminyin kiyem bayom hanaroyim. The idea that the community forces its members to pay to make sure there's a minyan is a special yom neroyim halacha. When they're missing one or two. Unless there was a minig, a long-standing minig in the community, then even if they're missing three or four, they would hire that many people to come. If you have a minion of city dwellers, then they do impose on each other the commitment to get a chazan. The Amor says, "V'chein b'makom she'ein minyan tam v'esekneses, a place that doesn't have a minyan all the time in shul. Koyfin zezeh b'knesses, they can force each other with fines. She'evo tamid minyan v'esekneses to make sure there's a minyan. In other words, you have enough people in town. They don't show up to shul, and people want a minyan. So there's a right to insist they come to minyan, and they can fine you if you don't come. Shliyisbatel hatamid, not to interrupt the constant." Tefillas of minyan and shul. V'ayin l'kaman reish simin kuf nun im koyvin zezeh livnas b'knesses. This is a separate issue. We're discussing kuf nun. Do you force each other to make a shul in the first place? If katan ayin b'yom neroyim. So this forcing each other to hire a minyan is a special yom neroyim halacha. What's the law meaning to say? Im yeshmoina otish anashim. If there's eight or nine, yichom l'chuf echa l'chavero. They can force each other not to leave and leave me behind and I'm stuck by myself. Now, if they intend to go to a place where there is a minion, you can't force him. But basically, if he's going to leave and abandon those behind, so they have a right to be kaifa. And in this case, the Mishnah doesn't say it here, this is the case where you pay partially according to nefashos and partially according to mammon. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said earlier. When there is a minion, and you're breaking the minion, you pay equal with everyone else. When there isn't a minion, and you want to create a minion, so then we impose a higher fee on the wealthy and a smaller fee on the poor, because the poor are more willing to pick up and get out of town than the wealthy. Sifkan Einaf, Miyoshri Ha'ir, if there's a minion of people who live in the city, Afilu Ein Dor Be'ir Rak Shlosha Arbor Balabatim, even if in town there's only three or four Balabatim, if they have people who work for them and malamdim who teach their kids to make the minyan, so once you have that critical mass, we force them to hire a chazan. Sifkan ayin beis eskor chazan kidei sheyotzi yemidei chavasam to bimotzi them v'chiyah bevarchu kudush kegavna v'afilu kol hashana kovzeh. Now this is for all year. For all year of the kaifa. They want a chazan all year long who knows how to for the amid. Sifkan ayin gimel, they could constant each other and find each other to make sure that the minyan isn't batal. Shleis batal hatamid. Kikimen shiyesh minyan bi'iram. Once there's 10 in the city, chal aleim chovas hamitzvah. The obligation to daven with a minyan is there, and they have to do it. Ubekehilas ketanis in the small communities, yesh lochav habachurim v'halomdim shiyech lebesek nesas b'malkam shem minyan tadir. In a small community, they can force the bachurim and those who are sitting and learning to come to shul to make the minyan, if they don't have a minyan. Kizman ter l'chud, because learning is separate from davening, and they should come to shul to make the minyan. V'davka kilis gedoylos, only if you have a big community, oz yesh l'alomdim l'spal makam limudim, let the ones who are learning daven where they learn. Shesh b'lav ha'chi b'yasa k'nesasi, because anyway the shuls have a minyan. Mashen ke b'kivet z'chot g'zal, as opposed to a very small kehila, where they rely on the local bachrim to make the minyan. Amr Chazal tell us, Rabbi Lezer brought the basic Knesset, Lamotzah Shamasar. Rabbi Lezer came to Shul, and there wasn't a minion. Veshichar Avdo, Veshlim La'asara. So he freed his Eved to make the minion. Kedilahotzi Rabbi, Midei Chavasam Kedusha, in order for the Tzibur to be able to fulfill the requirement of Kedusha. Even though you're not supposed to fear your Avodah. Mizen Nilmud, the Kolshkin Shal Yisatzel Ha'odim B'tircha Ba'almo, the Kavetz Min Tfilah. From here you learn that you certainly aren't lazy because you're busy, that's going to prevent you from gathering together a minion. If he's willing to free his Eved to make a minion, you're going to take out of your schedule time to go to minion. And how great is the schar, the mitzvah of the person who lives in a place of a small group, he makes a point to gather the minion, not to interrupt the tamid. We say even someone who's from the first 10, they get schar for all those who come afterwards. How much more so for this one? He makes a job of getting people to come to shul. So he used to be the vekar, the shamish. He goes around and gets people to come to minyan. It's tremendous schar. Whoever gives a chus to the rabbim, gives that sibur opportunity to get sechusim, like the daven with a minyan, ein chet ba'al yado, he will not be confronted with chet. So he's giving us a pep talk to motivate us not to be lax in coming to shul to daven. Now this idea of taking the brachim from the yeshiva to make the minyan, so this is a shaila that's come up from time to time. Do you take the brachim out of Beis Medrash to make the minyan? And they bring from Sheva to Levi that it has to be t'nai that it will not cause the brachim a yirida b'yiras Hashem. So I'm not sure what he was afraid of, but he was afraid that there shouldn't be a bad influence on the boys. If it's a bad influence on the boys, forget about it. He's not going to let them leave the yeshiva to make dominion. I don't know if this ever happened by Yehuda, maybe in the early days. When I was in high school, they'd say, oh, there's a shiva house. They need a minion. Send 4 or 5 boys to daven in the shiva house. So we used to do it pretty regularly. It wasn't very good. These were not regular Shiva houses. They weren't from people. They want to make a minion. It wasn't the best circumstance. So that could be such a scenario.